Now, first of all, I just want to thank you so much for meeting with me today. Now, I just have something really important that I need to talk to you about. So, if you could go ahead and make sure that your door is locked. I really don't want to be interrupted because that might be a little bit embarrassing. Why would it be embarrassing? Well, I'm sure you'll figure it out eventually after what I have to say. Okay, good. All right, now sit down. Now, I know we've been seeing each other for a little while now, and I know sometimes when we go driving, things might get a little bit. Oh, what's the word I'm looking for here? Heated? Yeah, I think heated is the right term. Now, I don't want you thinking that I'm just some kind of hussy that'll let any boy reach down the top of her dress. You know I'm not like that at all. It's because I like you so much. But I think these things need to slow down. No, don't get upset. Don't get upset. You see, I know that you have certain urges and feelings. And I know that that's just the way it is. That's just the way we were made. And I certainly don't want to. Let's see. I don't want to cause you to stray because I'm not helping you out. You see, honey, even though I'm saying that we need to slow down parts of our relationship, I'm still willing to give you a hand. Not like that. I mean, I am a good girl after all. I can't go touching something like that before I'm married to a man. I think what I'd like to do, what I think you'd like me to do, is tell you what to do. Oh, don't get that look on your face. I know how much you like it when I get bossy. I've felt it. I've seen it. I know. So, I think we should go ahead and start right away, and that's why I wanted you to lock your door. Oh, now you understand. All right. First thing I want you to do is sit right down there in that chair across from me. All right. Now, I want you to just concentrate on my mouth. Just watch while I'm talking to you. And I mean you can look at my chest if you'd like to. But I know you like how my mouth looks, especially when I wear this lipstick. So I want you to just concentrate on my voice. Watch my mouth. I see right there you're already getting hard, huh? It's a little indelicate to say it like that, isn't it? It's all right. I think I like it. I think I like talking a little bit dirty and being naughty. I want you to take your hand. Just put it on your chest. Slowly, slowly. Reach down. And down. And down. And down until your hand's right over your. You know. I can't say it. Maybe another time. I want you to put your hand there. And I want you to just squeeze gently. Huh. Does that feel good? Maybe you want to squeeze yourself a little bit harder. You can do that if you like. I just want you to go ahead and keep squeezing, rubbing yourself through your pants. Oh, I can see how hard you're getting here. It's making me blush a little bit. All right. I want you to go ahead and undo your pants for me. Go ahead and slip yourself on out. You don't have to take your pants off. You can just leave them up. And just take that out of them. So I could, oh. So I can see was what I was going to say, but I can certainly see. Now I want you to wrap your fingers, just your thumb and your first finger. I want you to wrap them around the base. Make it loose now. And go ahead and stroke yourself up and down. And keep going. Keep going until you're completely hard. You can tighten up a little bit, but not too much. Not too much. And while you're doing that, I want you to take your other hand and put it. Oh, you know I can't say it. What'd you say your brother always called them? Your quail eggs. Put them there. Don't laugh at me. I'm trying to be... I'm telling you what to do, and I'm telling you not to laugh at me. You're gonna make me mad, you know, and I'm just gonna leave. I'm gonna leave you like this. I won't finish telling you what to do at all. And then you're never getting a kiss next time we go out. You better start taking me seriously right now. I want you to grab your balls and wrap your hand around your cock. Well, I guess there's no sense getting bashful now. You seem to like that. I guess I can say those things. I want you to squeeze your balls with one hand and wrap your whole hand around your cock. Stroke yourself up and down. Go slow. Let me watch you. And I want you to tell me what you're thinking about my mouth doing to you. Go on ahead. Think about my mouth wrapped around the head of your cock. Teasing you. Sucking on you. I think about that a lot too. I think about it almost every night before I go to bed. Of course I don't touch myself. What are you talking about? I'm a lady. Yeah. All right. I want you to keep going. Keep going. Ooh. Honey, you're starting to get all sweaty. You really like how that feels, don't you? I like how it looks. Why don't you take your shirt off? No sense making yourself a mess. I just love how you look without your shirt on. You know, I love taking a walk down by your house, especially when you're out working in the yard. You got no shirt on, your skin glistening. Oh, it's almost enough to make me want to leap on you right then and there. Who cares who sees? Who cares if we're married or not? But not yet. Not yet at all. Go ahead, keep stroking yourself. I don't want you to stop. I want to keep watching. Are you close to coming? Maybe if you just stroke at the head, go real fast. As fast as you want to go. As fast it'll take to make you come. Yeah, keep going. Oh, you're getting me all a flutter, honey. Oh, yes. Oh, come just like that. Oh! Right all over your chest, that's where I knew it'd go. So I told you to take your shirt off. Don't worry, I'll get you a towel. I won't tell nobody what I'm getting a towel for. You don't have to worry about a thing. Why don't you just sit right there and wait for me to come back and we can talk about what we can do next, all right? I'll be back, sugar.